Women who fled the Sudan conflict propose that leaders in the Great Lakes region intervene in the ongoing conflict, which has forced hundreds of women and girls to flee their homes and has seen grave violations against women, mainly sexual violence. This comes at a time figures indicate 12.1 million individuals in South Sudan alone are at risk of sexual and gender-based violence. The health officer, Kavakavia Emergency Room for Women, Ryan Abdullah Mohammed, says the number of sexual violations have gone unreported, noting that regional leaders should intervene. This during a workshop on digital violence and conflict-related sexual violence affecting women in Sudan.
Women there in Sudan, they are suffering a lot from violence. We have like many different of violence there, as harassment, sexual violence. But I think this meeting is very important for me to know or to show our problems there in Sudan or in my region, especially in Darfur there. As we know that nowadays, We have tough wars there in Sudan, and most of girl and they are at risk of violence. We need peace there in Sudan as soon as possible, as we are suffering a lot as Sudanese women.
A senior consultant in the Great Lakes region, Dora Viamkama, calls for strengthened regional mechanisms to protect women and girls in conflict.
The first casualty of war is law and order. And where there's no law and order, then all kinds of crimes are committed. But most importantly, the crime of sexual violence against women and girls. And in most times, this particular crime is weaponized. It's a tool to subjugate the women, to disempower them, and to disorganize the community totally. Violence must stop. The conflict must stop. It's been going on for a long time, and it's kind of forgotten because the focus of the world is on other areas, whereas the Sudan conflict has been going on for more than 3 decades. So it's high time that we address the root causes.